listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone enjoyed their week, and most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. To me, there's nothing more important than prayer, because when we pray, we are speaking directly to Jesus. Through prayer, we build a meaningful relationship with Him, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and woes and we let Him handle them. This allows us to live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. Years ago, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily for me, in 2010, through a series of events no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was Make Today Matter, and we spoke about how we should never take the gift of life for granted, but instead cherishing it, doing whatever we can to make each day special by sharing it with Jesus. On today's show, I want to share with you a spiritual concept that if we embrace, will bring so much peace and joy in our lives. Today's topic is Walk with Jesus. What do I mean when I say walk with Jesus? Simply said, it means to keep Jesus with us in our lives at all times. When we feel Jesus is with us, truly feel that, we experience a great level of ease, happiness, and peace of mind. We know that when Jesus is with us, there is nothing we can't handle or deal with, because the Lord is there to help us and guide us. When I say walk with Jesus, I mean trusting Him with all our hearts, to love Him and show that love through prayer, and when we pray, thank Him for all we have. I remember all too well what my life was like before I found Jesus, drifting in and out of faith, worrying all the time, and dealing with every problem on my own. I survived, I could not deny that, but it clearly was the hard way, and I made some very poor decisions because I didn't have the Lord guiding me. When I look at my life today with Jesus with me, I can assure everyone that it is much easier and less stressful, because whenever I am faced with a difficulty in my life, I simply pray and give it to Jesus. Sometimes the difficulty is miraculously lifted, but most of the time it's not. Yet somehow Jesus steers me through it easier than if I attempted it on my own, and more often than not, the outcome brings me to a different place than what I was expecting, often better than anything I could have ever imagined. If we all embrace the concept of walk with Jesus, we will all have happier and easier lives, because having the Lord with us will give us the strength and confidence we never knew we had to get through anything we may be facing. And because we can do that, we will find living life to be so much better and a lot more enjoyable. In the Bible it says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." This Bible verse tells us that when we walk with Jesus, we allow Him to lead us and guide us, keeping us away from the dangers of temptation and the devil. Moreover, when we walk with Jesus, we easily see how much happier our lives are. Understanding what it means to keep Jesus in our lives is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is walk with Jesus. Those three words provide us a wonderful and powerful image in our minds. Imagine as we are driving, we envision Jesus sitting next to us, or when we're making that difficult sales presentation, we picture Jesus there in the conference room with us. What about taking that exam we've studied hard for? Imagine Jesus there in the desk across from us. All of these mental images really do work because they take away the fear of us being alone and rather bring us inner strength and confidence because we have Jesus with us. Embrace the image of walk with Jesus, and I promise we will look at everything in our lives from a different perspective because we will sense Jesus' presence. When we do, there will be nothing to fear, nothing to worry about, but rather a feeling of peace and contentment with strength and confidence to handle whatever we are facing because Jesus will be with us. The first song I'm going to play today ties nicely into today's theme of walk with Jesus. The song is called No More Fear. When I wrote this song, I thought of how my life has changed since I found the Lord and how much better it is. In the verses, we hear what having Jesus with us means, the support he gives, the protection, and the guidance. Then in the chorus, why when we have Jesus with us, there is no fear. The words in the chorus are, peace you give me, peace that lets me live free. No more fear, it's cast aside. No more fear, no flaws to hide. You're my salvation, you're the rock of creation. No more fear, I'm not afraid. No more fear, no masquerade. With you, there's no more fear. Please listen now to my song, No More Fear.
I know you have my back. You take away my fear. What can man do to me when you are near? When I'm scared, I know you get me through with your power and might. You always guide me with your righteous hand. For you are with me, and firmly I shall stand. For I'm courageous, you won't leave.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Our topic today is walk with Jesus. When we embrace this concept, we soon find out how much easier it is living our lives, for when we have Jesus with us, there is nothing we can't handle. We receive tremendous strength and confidence from the Lord. So how do we embrace the concept of walking with Jesus, and how can we make that happen? The answer is very simple: prayer. All we have to do is pray to Jesus and ask Him to be with us. In essence, invite Him into our lives, not just when we pray, not just when we need something, but all the time, from the minute we wake up to when we fall asleep. When we pray, let Jesus know that we want Him in our lives to be with us always throughout our day and to lead and guide us. Share everything about our lives with Jesus and let Him know that we very much want Him with us throughout our day, every day. Start the morning off with a quick prayer to Jesus, thanking Him for another day. If we have lots of to-dos or some major task we are faced with, ask Jesus to be with us and help us through them. The more we reach out to Jesus, the more we will be connected to Him. And this is how we walk with Jesus. And if we're at work and something good happens, take a few seconds and simply say, "Thank you, Jesus." And if it's something that we are challenged with, ask Jesus to help us get through it. There is no such thing as too much prayer, because the more we pray to Jesus, the stronger our bond is with Him and easier for us to walk with Jesus. We should all be in the habit of praying at least once a day to Jesus. And that once a day should be a longer prayer time. But throughout the day, there are many times when we all need to say, "Thank you, Jesus," or some other short message we wish to convey to Him. When we are engaged in a longer prayer session, we should begin by letting the Lord know how much we love Him and appreciate all He has given us. Then thank Him for the day we had, even if it was not a good day, because every day there are good moments, and if we truly appreciate our gift of life, then even a bad day is still better than no day. Remember also to pray for others and ask Jesus to help them with their needs. Praying for others is an important part of our Christian faith, and it follows the laws and commands of our God. As Christians, we're obligated to put the needs of others before our own. So be sure to pray for those we know who need the Lord's help. Lastly, get into the habit of just talking with Jesus. In fact, talk with Him as if He is our best friend, because in so many ways He is. Prayer is there for us 24/7, and the more we use it, the easier we can embrace the concept of walk with Jesus. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus and invite Him into our lives, so that we can embrace the concept of walk with Jesus. Understanding how we use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about our topic of walk with Jesus and how adopting this concept can bring us more peaceful lives, because when we have Jesus with us, we rid ourselves of all our worries and have an inner strength to face any issue we are dealing with. All we have to do is invite Jesus into our lives every time we pray and allow Him to be with us always. It's certainly simple enough, and as we make this a regular routine, we will soon experience the wonderful feeling of contentment as we walk with Jesus. In the Bible it says, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him." This Bible verse tells us that as Christians, if we believe in Jesus Christ and truly believe, we should follow His teachings and walk with Him in life and allow Him to walk with us. When we accept and adopt the concept of walk with Jesus, we please our Lord and live much happier lives. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat worship song called Praise the Lord, O My Soul. This song is based on Psalm 103, and when I wrote it, I thought of the many ideas that come to mind when we praise our Lord and included them in the verses, which are then supported by the chorus singing the repetitive phrase of Praise the Lord, O My Soul. Please listen now to my song, Praise the Lord, O My Soul.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the seventh Sunday of Easter and also the Ascension of the Lord. In today's Gospel of the Ascension of the Lord, Jesus is with the disciples for the last time, telling them that thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up into heaven. The disciples did him homage, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and continued to praise God in the temple. They truly now understood all there was about Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, who came to earth to be crucified, die on the cross, and rise from the dead. Their mission now was clear: to spread and to teach the word of the Lord. I chose for today Psalm 30, "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me." This psalm, written by King David, conveys intense appreciation and delight to our Lord for all his love and mercy. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and with a contemporary musical arrangement. This psalm has been published by Worship Now. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 30, "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me."
I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Hello, God. I wanted to talk a little while. I need a friend who'll listen to my anxiety and trial. You know I can't quite make it through a day just on my own. I need your love to guide me so I'll never feel alone. I want to ask you, please, to keep my family safe and sound. Come and fill their lives with hope for whatever trial they're bound. Give me faith, dear God, to face each day throughout the day and not to worry over things I can't change in any way. I thank you, God, for being home and listening to my call, for giving me such good advice even when I stumble or fall. Your number, God, is the only one that answers every time. I never get a busy signal, never have to pay a dime. So thank you, God, for listening to my troubles and my sorrow. Good night, God, I love you too, and I'll call again tomorrow. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.